Kansas, the strongest winter wheat-producing state in the country, has been plagued by drought. But during last week's 2015 Wheat Quality Council tour, 4 days of rain turned fields into bogs. Nonetheless, dozens of wheat industry professionals took to the roads to get an early look at the Kansas wheat crop and to make an estimate as to the size of the 2015 harvest. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Reed Christofferson went along on the tour and says, just like South Dakota, the Kansas crop has been hit by drought.
It's really spotty as you're moving through the central park. The wheat is fair. When I say fair, the high 30s bushels per acre. When you get out to the southwest corner, it's either zero or a good field might be 5-10 bushels per acre.
He says as the tour moved to the east in the Wichita area, crops improved and yields are projected in the 60 to 70 bushel range. Altogether, estimates for the 2015 Kansas winter wheat crop are pegged at 288.5 million bushels.
Over these 3 days, the 88 people collectively made 659 stops, not only throughout Kansas, but also down into the northern portion of Oklahoma. So we came up with a 3-day average of all of those fields combined of 35.9. Now, within there was everything from a low of zero to a high of 95.
This 35.9 bushels an acre compares to last year's estimate at the same time of 33.2 bushels per acre and a 5-year average of 40 bushels. Christofferson says some disease was noted in the Kansas crop, but the impact of the drought is the overriding factor of this year's outlook. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.